Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 19th. The plot thickens and boils over from Esther 4 through 7. Perhaps it's best to start today with a few verses from the companion reading in Psalm 36, David's oracle concerning the condition of a wicked man. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for in his own eyes he flatters himself too much to detect or hate his sin. What a perfect description for Haman. He was blind as a bat to his own folly. Though he had the world at his fingertips, Haman's end was inevitable. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Proverbs 16:5. We do have the advantage of hindsight in this story to see how God turns the frightfully evil actions of Haman into a cause for celebration. But from the perspective of the actors in this drama, life and death decisions had to be made in very tense moments. There were no guarantees that a powerless, dispirited people could stop any of the plots of the powerful. Yet, we obviously cannot discount the power of the faith of those who trusted God's promises, as in the case of Mordecai and his cousin Esther. Those two, acting in a desperation that bordered on panic, believed God and acted in their faith. That's a good place to end today. Believe God and act in faith. Sort of like Nehemiah's cry to trust in the Lord and pick up your sword. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.